By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ Welcome back to our program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Another beautiful day, another beautiful start to the morning. We've got an important topic as always, Alhamdulillah, a beautiful hadith and a daily reminder. And we've got Ghulam Rasool and Kaniz Fatima with us as well today. So inshallah Azawajal, a very well program today again. And hopefully what we're trying to do, we're trying to achieve is we're trying to achieve the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, but also so that we can learn as well. Alhamdulillah, in this program, we always start with the recitation of the glorious Quran. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, when we start the recitation of the glorious Quran, you know, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, that is the best morning that you can ever have. Just imagine waking up and reciting the Quran, how much that would be, Alhamdulillah. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's listen to the glorious Quran, let's gain the blessings, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's Alhamdulillah revitalize our beautiful heart. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitane mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
Wa ma kana jawab qaumihi illa an qalu akhrijuhum min qaryatikum innahum unasun yataqahharun.
Aur uski qaum ka kuch jawab na tha magar yahi kehna ke inko apni basti se nikal do, ye log to pakizgi chahte hain.
فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ.
تو ہم نے اسے اور اس کے گھر والوں کو نجات دی مگر اس کی عورت وہ رہ جانے والوں میں ہوئی.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ.
اور ہم نے ان پر ایک می برسایا تو دیکھو کیسا انجام ہوا مجرموں کا.
وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا.
اور مدین کی طرف ان کی برادری سے شعیب کو بھیجا.
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ فَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا.
اے میری قوم، اللہ کی عبادت کرو، اس کے سوا تمہارا کوئی معبود نہیں، بے شک تمہارے پاس تمہارے رب کی طرف سے روشن دلیل آئی، تو ناپ اور تول پوری کرو اور لوگوں کی چیزیں گھٹا کر نہ دو اور زمین میں انتظام کے بعد فساد نہ پھیلاؤ.
ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
یہ تمہارا بھلا ہے اگر ایمان لاؤ.
وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوْعِدُونَ وَتَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَتَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا.
اور ہر راستے پر یوں نہ بیٹھو کہ راہگیروں کو ڈراؤ اور اللہ کی راہ سے انہیں روکو جو اس پر ایمان لائے اور اس میں کجی چاہو، یعنی ٹیڑھا راستہ ڈھونڈو.
وَاذْكُرُوا فكفركم وانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين.
اور یاد کرو جب تم تھوڑے تھے اس نے تمہیں بڑھا دیا اور دیکھو فسادیوں کا کیسا انجام ہوا.
وَإِن كَانَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ آمَنُوا بِالَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ وَطَائِفَةٌ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا.
اور اگر تم میں ایک گروہ اس پر ایمان لایا جو میں لے کر بھیجا گیا اور ایک گروہ نے نہ مانا تو ٹھہرے رہو یہاں تک کہ اللہ ہم میں فیصلہ کرے.
وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ
اور اللہ کا فیصلہ سب سے بہتر.
قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه لنخرجنك يا شعيب والذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين.
اس کی قوم کے متکبر سردار بولے اے شعیب قسم ہے کہ ہم تمہیں اور تمہارے ساتھ والے مسلمانوں کو اپنی بستی سے نکال دیں گے یا تم ہمارے دین میں آ جاؤ. کہا کیا اگرچہ ہم بیزار ہوں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمدللہ عزوجل whenever my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, whenever we read the Quran or listen to the Quran, try to, you know, gain more knowledge by reading the tafsir of the Quran as well, the commentary of the Quran. Yes, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami has printed Siratul Jinan, as you all know. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, try to read Siratul Jinan, try to gain the blessing. And there's another very beautiful book called Siratul Anbiya. Siratul Anbiya that has been printed by Maktabatul Madina, and a very, very comprehensive in detail life story about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. There were many other books out here in circulation, but I've read a few of them books, and to be honest with you, when I was reading these books, you know, some of the language and some of the words that were used for the Prophet alayhi salam, I just put the book down. I'm not going to mention which one it was. Lekin Alhamdulillah, Siratul Anbiya is such a great book, drowned in the love of the Prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, after the recitation of the Quran, we're going to listen to a beautiful kalam. Let's listen to the kalam and inshallah Azza wa Jal, cheer ourselves up in the morning. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Aapki nisbat anana-e Husain hai badi daulat anana-e Husain dur kar furqat anana-e Husain apni de qurbat anana-e Husain aapki nisbat anana-e Husain hai badi daulat anana-e Husain ya nabi mere aqa ya nabi mere aqa ya nabi mere aqa ya nabi gham tumhara chain le legi na de de do ye rahat ae nana ae husain ab madine mein bula kar door kar فرقت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین میں مدینے کا مسافر اب بنوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین چل مدینہ کی بشارت دیجئے کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین
ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
آپ کی نسبت اے آقا اے حسین میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
اپنا غم اور چشم ہم دے دیجئے
کیجئے
رحمت اے نانا اے حسین
عشق میں آہے برو روتا رہوں کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین
ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین
یا رسول اللہ انظر حالنا
یا حبیب اللہ اسمع قالنا
اننی فی بحر ہم مغرق
خذ یدی ساحل لنا اشکالنا
اپنے جلبوں سے عطا فرمائیے
نزعہ میں راحت اے نانا اے حسین
تو بقیے پاک میں دو گز زمین
تم پہ تربت اے نانا اے حسین
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین
ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین
اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین
دعوت اسلامی والوں پر صدا
کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین
ہر ولی کا واسطہ تار پر
کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین
ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین
اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین
ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you were listening to a very beautiful kalam. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi. O believers, fear Allah as He should be rightly feared. How we should adopt piety, how we should adopt taqwa inside our lives. A basic fact is that when a person goes against his nafs, and makes a firm intention to prevent from sins, to refrain from excessive use of even halal things, and to fear Allah Azza wa Jalla regarding the use of the eyes, the tongue, the private parts, the heart, and all the other parts of the body, so he will be blessed with the piety which has been demanded from the believers. Now, how do you attain piety? One of the most important things the scholars have mentioned is how we can achieve piety is if we can control our eyes. And that's what the topic of today is, how to control your eyes. There are many, major body parts in our body, that we need to, hide and we need to protect from committing sins. For example, you've got the eyes, you've got the ears, you've got the mouth, you've got the tongue, all these, you've got the heart as well, because the heart things can think about bad things as well. So we need to control them. And the scholars, unanimously, they agree that if a person controls his eyes, there'll be many, many sins that a person can save himself. And now why I said that, A'azallah, there will be people walking, with, semi-naked bodies. Very important that we save ourselves from committing haram. I know it's going to be very hard, but we still have to do it. Why? Because it corrupts your mind. When you see something wrong, that corrupts your heart, it corrupts your mind. And if it corrupts your heart and your mind, then it's going to be really difficult to stay away from sins as well. And I is the cause of every mischief and calamity. There are two basic teachings about the attaining piety of the eyes. And inshallah, we're going to learn how to achieve piety of the eyes, how to keep away, you know, from committing sins from the eyes. Allah Azza wa Jal has said in the Quran translation from Kanzul Iman, command the Muslim men to keep their gaze somewhat low and protect their private parts. That is much purer for them. Indeed, Allah is aware of their actions. Surah An-Nur, verse number 30. Although the divine command is brief, it has two very powerful meanings. First, it teaches manners and excellent etiquettes. Muslims should keep their eyes slightly lowered. You know, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah teaches us that practically, that when you go out, make sure you look down, not down right on the floor or your shoe. You know, try to look somewhat where you are walking, where you're not going to bang your head against any lamppost or the walls. Yeah, so for example, instead of walking around and looking around everywhere, just try to look down. For example, normally, if I am this high, then I'll just look there. So just keep looking down and just keep walking so that you are aware of the surroundings as well. Now, obviously, you're not going to keep looking down when you're driving the car. Yeah, but when you are walking, make sure you walk in a modest area. Make sure you walk in a modest manner. Why? Because if you are looking around, then there'll be so many sins that will be around you. And if that's you won't be able to control your eyes. And if you do not control your eyes, that's where the problem will be. And then it says the second of all, it is also being informed in this ayat that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded the Muslims, number one, to lower their eyes. And number two, it says that Allah Ta'ala, He informs us about purity for them. Pure your eyes. These eyes were not to see, ma'azallah, haram things. These eyes were not to see things that are not halal for us. These eyes are here to see the beautiful Quran, to see the masajid, to see the Kaaba, to see your parents, to see your brothers and sisters, not to see haram. And those people who do see haram, and Allah Ta'ala forbid, then what will happen is on the day of judgment, they will have to give account for that. He also says that it causes increase in good deeds. When you keep away from committing haram, who cannot commit haram? You know, if you are sat in a place and someone is watching a film, you can sit there and watch it as well. But the strongest Muslim, the most strongest Muslim with Iman, what will he do? He will stand up and he will walk away from that. Why? Because he doesn't want to commit that sin. He doesn't want to commit that sin. And as a Muslim, we need to be controlling of our eyes and looking here and there, you know, in a carefree manner. It is highly likely that he will look towards haram. So just imagine you're walking on the street, yeah, you, mashallah, you've just offered your salah, you've just read the Quran, now you're coming back from the masjid, and you are looking around, and you see a billboard with a semi-naked woman, or you see someone that you should not have been seeing. Now what will happen? All that piety, all that taqwa, it's going to go. Because now what's happened is your eyes, you let them loose, you let them go everywhere. Now these eyes have committed a sin. Maybe that good thing that you have done, you know, is going to overshadow that sin, that good deed that you have done as well. And then it says committing the sin and blackening his heart. Therefore, the purity of the heart lies in keeping the eyes lowered. So if someone wants to have a pure heart, always taqwa is to do with the heart, isn't it? Yeah, taqwa is to do with the heart, to have a clean heart. To control your eyes is one of the ways how you can have your heart clean. Or else, what's going to happen? If we look at haram things, that taqwa, that, you know, that beautiful spirituality that we already gained in our life, we're going to lose that spirituality. And as a Muslim, what we need to do is we need to understand that spirituality is something that we all need. We all need to protect ourselves against the evils of this world. You know, just like a person, you know, why do we have jabs? Why do we have injections? Why do we eat tablets? Why do we eat medicine? so that we can keep away from diseases. Now, the disease of committing sins is a very, very severe disease. We need to save ourselves from that disease. And one of the best ways is that we try to control our eyes. In fact, it is the pious people who are aware of the sweetness of performing worship and the pleasure of invoking Almighty Allah. Since piety has largely disappeared these days, there is no pleasure in the devotion to worship. Many people will agree. You know, when we offer our salah, I was talking to an Islamic brother the other day, and he was saying, I don't know, there's no spirituality left. I offer my salah, I can't feel anything. I can't feel no spirituality. Number one is we're very, very busy, or we've busied ourselves. It's not that we are very busy, we have busied ourselves in so much in the work of this dunya, in the materialistic things that, you know, we'll probably offer our salah and we'll be late in offering our salah. We'll be rushing in offering our salah. How are you going to gain that spirituality? And this is what the awliya Allah, they had. They had spirituality, they had ruhaniyat, that we say. Nowadays, people say, oh, we can't find ruhaniyat. How are you going to find ruhaniyat when you are not going to control your eyes, you're not going to control your ears from listening to haram, you're not going to control your tongue from listening to haram? There was a story about a pious man that I've read, and that pious man, he was hafiz of the Quran. And he once upon, his eyes fell upon a very beautiful young boy. And with lust, he looked at him, and all of the Quran was removed from his heart. Yani he totally forgot the Quran just by, you know, letting his eyes wander away. Now just imagine, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if we let our, and this is for boys and girls, this is for men and women. If you let your heart wander around to see haram things, what is going to happen is all that spirituality. Maybe you've done i'tikaf in Ramadan. Maybe you offered every single salah in the masjid. You kept your fast. What's going to happen is we're going to lose all of this taqwa. We're going to lose all of this spirituality. And Allah Ta'ala forbid, if we lose this spirituality, then what is going to be left inside us? Yes, we'll be offering our salah. Yes, we'll be doing other ibadat as well. But you're not going to feel anything. That feeling, what we say, that comforts our hearts. But we do the zikr of Allah, our hearts are content, they are satisfied. But where, if you let your eyes go loose, if you look around here and there and you look at haram things, how are you going to find that satisfaction as well? Now, it says that for the purpose of attaining the precise treasure of piety, it is obligatory to protect one's eyes from haram. It's obligatory. It's important that we protect our eyes. It's farz upon us. If we don't, and we watch whatever we want nowadays, yeah, astaghfirullah, all the filth is in your mobile phone. Yeah, you can log on to the internet, you can log on to so many other social media websites. Yeah, and then what people do is they'll keep on watching and they'll waste their time. But social media websites, social media pages, people spend hours and hours and hours on them. Lagi rehte hain. When it's time for namaz, we realize, oh, time for namaz is running out. And then we'll put the phone down, we quickly stand up, read my namaz. Why? I need to go back to my phone again. They'll pick the phone up again and straight away they're back on social media again. So what was that for then? You know, alhamdulillah, the obligatory farz, you've made that come off your head. Yeah, that farz is off your head now. Lekin, what we need to understand is what we had to gain from that. We haven't gained anything. Yes, you've done a few sajdah, you stood up, you sat down. You know, maybe was that just an exercise routine? It will become an exercise routine if we do not change our ways. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah, we're going to talk about this very important subject. And inshallah, Azawajal, every day we have the daily reminder. Let's go towards that. And inshallah, when we come back, we'll continue with our topic for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah.
by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Jesus of Narration, if in your life you had an opportunity to visit graveyard, then you see that these are the graves, apparently they all look the same, but not necessarily. The condition inside is also the same. Yes, those they had correct beliefs, those they worshipped Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, those they did not miss salah, those they fasted in Ramadan, those they performed hajj, those they fulfilled their fara'id, those they acted upon huququl ibad, and they also fulfilled huquq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And definitely, if they got the glad tidings of the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, their grave would have turned into garden of peace. Their grave would have turned into garden of paradise. And unfortunately, those they did not have correct beliefs, those they did not worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in terms of fara'id and wajibat, those they did not fulfill huquq of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and huquq of ibad, meaning huquq of the people, rights of the people. And unfortunately, if they had displeasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then the grave turns to be a ditch of hellfire. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us ability and tawfiq, if we prefer, for the hereafter. And when we depart from this mortal world, we rest in peace. We rest in the garden of paradise. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, a very, very important message. You know, we've all been to the graveyard, maybe all of us. Now, when you see the graves, what do you see? Yeah, you see all the graves are level. All the graves are, you know, it feels so quiet, so peaceful. May Allah Ta'ala make our graves a garden of paradise. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessing upon us as well. Dear viewers of Wad Madani channel, we are talking about controlling our eyes. When asking permission to enter a home, avoid glancing unnecessarily. So these are some of the things that we are going to learn, how to protect our eyes. It's not just that we are walking on the road and we need to protect our eyes. When we go and visit our family, our relatives, what do we do? How do we enter their house? What do we do? So the scholars, they say that when you visit someone's house, don't stand right in front of the door. Don't start to peep through the windows. Don't start to peep through to the keyhole. Sometimes what happens is you knock on the door, you wait for a while, then you knock on the door again and you wait for a while, and then you knock on the door again and you think, why are they not opening the door? And then what people do is they start peeping through the window. They go on, you know, onto, if there's a room on the side, they'll go and they'll peep through that room as well, and they'll go around the property and they'll go through, peep through the kitchen. You know, maybe if you are worried about something, that's different. But peeping through the homes is not a good thing for us to do. It's a private area, isn't it? Yeah, your house is a private thing. Maybe, you know, you don't want anyone to come to your house because you're busy doing something else. Yeah, you might be busy, you know, making food for your relatives or your children. And if you think, if I open the door, it's going to take a long time, they might come in and they're going to stop me from cooking the food. When you go to someone's house, ask permission. You know, so even your own house, make sure when you go to your own house, you knock on the door first or you press the bell and then you walk inside. So you are alerting everyone that you are coming home. Yeah. Now, especially if you are going to visit other people's homes, maybe we don't really walk inside without permission in people that we hardly ever meet or we rarely go to their homes. But if you go and visit someone's house and you go there regularly, maybe we'll just open the door and we'll walk inside. What we need to do is we need to give salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, give salam so that the people are home, they understand and they hear your voice. And if they were sat or they were sleeping, they'll sit up. Yeah, and inshallah, azawajal, you know, maybe sometimes it keeps them away from embarrassment. Maybe someone's, you know, fast asleep and his body's not really covered up properly, and you walk inside, you know, and they'll be ashamed to see themselves that you looked at them in that position. Yeah, so what you need to do is when you go home, say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then walk inside. And vaise bhi is a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, assalamu qabl al kalam, before you talk you say salam. So you've already said the salam, and inshallah when you walk inside the house and you start to talk to them, you've already said the salam, and now you can do the kalam. Many places, you know, there were one Islam brother said to me that he had relatives at home, and he had a habit whenever he would go home and say, I'm home, you know. And he says that when I went inside, I was so, you know, shocked when I saw that there were relatives in my house. He goes, I just put my head down and I just walked past them because I could not show my face to them. And, you know, probably they'll be thinking, is this how you come back home? But maybe he was, because he thought that his family was at home. But it's very, very important that whenever we go to someone's house, we knock on the door. Without knocking the door, do not enter the house. Knock on the door 3 times. If they don't open the door, come back home. Yeah, even if they are at home, don't have bad assumption in your heart. Don't think, they're inside. They deliberately don't open the door. It's up to them. You know, if they have deliberately not opened the door, then that's up to them. So it's very important that we realize that when we go to a person's house, don't stand in front of the door. So as soon as someone opens the door, you know, they'll be shocked, you know, because you'll be stood right next to the door. So knock on the door, stand a bit further away, and stand on one side so that, you know, you save your eyes from committing sin. If it's an Islamic sister, then just keep looking down. Yeah, if it's someone that you want to talk to who opens the door, you can still look down and talk to them as well. But try not to look inside the house. You know, people ask, yeah, so what are you doing then? And you're looking around just to see who's behind him, who's upstairs, who's downstairs. It's nothing to do with you. Just do what, you know, why you came for, pass the message on and go home. If a person's looking around here and there, yeah, can I come in? I just want to see where, you know, I just want to see that person. You say to him, no, sorry, you can't. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi also explained that the person should not look inside a house before getting permission. If you do not look inside before asking permission, you have already entered. That is trespass. So again, that is just the severity of this evil thing. That, you know, without getting permission, you walk inside. Sometimes people have a habit, you know, they'll be sat inside the house and they'll be looking around. Again, you're not controlling your eyes. You know, you've come to someone's house, yeah, their decoration, their choice of color, their choice of furniture, that's up to them. This furniture, where did you get this from? How much you pay for it? 500, you are ripped off, man. Oh, blue. If you had cream, that would have been a bit better, you know. So where do you get this table from? How much you pay for it? Nah, I could get it cheaper, I could get half the price. That is just, you know, bad manners. And people do these kind of things as well. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about, bad manners. Yeah, it's the choice. He likes the blue color, what's your problem? Yeah, if you like maroon color, if you like white color, you like that. He likes a blue one. He likes suede, not leather. He likes a round table, not a square one. That's his choice. He's paid for it. So why are we saying to that person, why did you get this from? Why did you get this from? How much you paid? You got ripped off. Yeah? And now these are bad manners. And these are, sometimes you'll see a lot of people. Why? Because they think that they're very clever. You know, they're overly clever. You know, they think of the other person as just being a stupid. He doesn't know anything. Yeah, now that is wrong. And, you know, saving your eyes. If you had not looked around, sometimes people say, yeah, oh, can you see that wall? It doesn't line up with the, you know, with the cladding.
It doesn't line up with this. It doesn't line up with the door frame is a bit bent. Why are you letting your eyes loose? Why are you looking around? Why did you come to that house to take that mistake? They have not invited you to come and say, Rai Paiji, you know, look at our house, see if there's anything wrong and let us know. That's not the case. Yeah, you've gone to their house to meet them, to talk about them. What you need to understand is that I need to look at myself. I need to just go and do whatever I came for. And then you just walk away from there. But we've got this very bad habit. If you go and you look around the interior of people's homes, you've done wrong. Why? Because you were not given permission. So if people go to you and say, can you look around our house, see where what you can spot that we can make it better, then they've given you that permission. But just to barge into someone's home to take faults out of them, that is wrong. And that is a very, very bad habit. You know, someone will be wearing a jubbah, you know, this thobe that we call. And you see, nah, it's a bit too long. You know, why have you got two pockets? Why have you got a miswak pocket there as well? And yeah, look at yourself. What are you wearing? Someone's wearing a shalwar kameez. Someone's wearing a trousers and a shirt. Someone's wearing a shirt with a tie on. You know, you don't need to say anything to them. Just be, you know, a person and make dua for them. If you can't make dua for them, don't take faults out to them as well. So can you see how many things we've just talked about regarding the eyes, how it's important to protect our eyes? Because don't forget, if you tell people of something that they don't want to hear, yeah? For example, you looked at someone and you looked at their interior, their furniture, other stuff in the home, and you know, you say to them, why did you have this color? Why did you have that? You're not only, you know, breaking their heart, but you committed a sin. To break the heart of a Muslim is a sin, gunah. We don't think about these kind of things. We think it's a joke. We think everything's okay. It's not. Try to understand. Yeah, doing these kind of things, you're breaking the heart of a Muslim. And breaking the heart of a Muslim is a very, very big sin. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we also have a daily hadith. Let's go to our daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we will be listening to a hadith which relates to oath-taking. As false oath-taking removes blessing, especially for those traders and shopkeepers who sell their defective products and earn undue profit on substandard items by swearing false oaths without feeling shame. There is a matter of concern for them, as the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, goods get sold by a false oath and blessing is lost by it. He has further stated, oath gets goods sold and removes the blessing. Commenting on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, removal of blessing here means either the ruin of business in future or loss in the sale or purchase made by a false oath. In other words, if you palm off defective items onto someone, he will no longer do business with you, nor will he let anyone else do it. After that, when he has realized the fraud you have committed, it is also possible that the money you earned will have no blessings in it, as it haram money has no blessings. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us on the right path in order to earn halal and eat halal and give halal to other people. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you've just joined us, then yes, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. A very important reminder from the daily hadith that we've learned today, alhamdulillah. Why we listen to these daily hadiths, even, you know, if we remember a few of them, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that will be, you know, something better that we've done for that day, mashallah Azza wa Jal. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatan lil alameen. He never caused any harm to a non-Muslim. How would he harm, you know, cause harm to his beloved companions? All these things that we hear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what makes him angry, what makes him, you know, dissatisfied. We should try to keep away from them kind of things. And obviously, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a mu'allim. Yeah, he was a teacher, al-mu'allim. And no doubt, he was teaching the Sahaba ikram not to do these kind of things as well. Now, another very important thing regarding the eyes is an advice from the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says in the Quran that do not go near fornication and adultery. Yeah. Now the scholars, they say, how is it that you don't go towards fornication and adultery? One of the things is that you save your eyes. Don't look at something that is going to entice you towards these great sins. And these are not just fornication. And adultery are very, very severe sins. But how can you keep yourself away from that? One of the biggest tools that we can use is the eye. If you look at, ma'azallah, films, you look at women dancing, you look at men dancing, you look at women singing songs, you look at all these kind of things, that will entice you. The shaitan will take you more and further and further into that. You know, if you look at, you set your eyes upon a woman, you know, you fall into a beauty. Yeah, what will happen now? The heart will entice you, will push you towards committing, you know, adultery. And that's what we need to save ourselves. How can you do that? You can only do that when you save your eyes from committing these haram acts as well. Lowering the gaze does not mean keeping our eyes constantly on the ground and not looking upon our love up at all. It doesn't mean that wherever we see, we always look down, we don't do anything. That doesn't mean. But if you are in a place, I'm in a studio now, yeah? I'm looking around, mashallah, I can see beautiful pictures, I can see beautiful walls, yeah, I could see the Kaaba, I could see the Masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, I can see the verses of the Quran. Now these are good things, aren't they? So let your eyes, you know, roll around and see these beautiful, magnificent things. But when you are outside and you are around people, there's men, there's women, make sure, mashallah, Amir al-Sunnat, the founder and leader of Dawat Islami, a true ashik of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a true devotee and follower of Allah Hazrat Imam al-Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala. Have you ever seen him, how he walks? Amir al-Sunnat walks with his gaze lowered. When he's in Fezan-e-Madina, he'll look to the Islamic brothers. Yeah, he'll give them a smile. He'll put the happiness into their hearts. But when he's walking, you know, sometimes when he has to go out of the country or leave Fezan-e-Madina, you will see that Amir al-Sunnat will be looking down. He doesn't look around. Why? Because he's protecting his eyes. Hazrat Sayyidina Jurair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about accidentally looking at something that is not allowed. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, turn your eyes away from it. You know, this was a hadith in Sahih Muslim. So if you look at something which is forbidden, then you turn your eyes away from that, there is no sin. Yeah, one, you know, glance, yeah, is not counted as a sin. One glance is allowed. Allowed by that, I don't mean that, yeah, we can look at one glance. If your eyes fall upon by mistake, one glance by mistake is forgiven. But if you turn your eyes away and then you look back again, now that's not a mistake. That's deliberate. And then you will get guna for that. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again in Sahih Muslim. He says that a man should not look at the aura of another man, and the woman should not look at the aura of another woman. Yeah, the private parts of the body, another man should not look at another man, and another woman should not look at another woman. You know, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us haya, is teaching us modesty. And to be honest with you, there is a narration, a hadith, the ulama, they mention that whoever does not have modesty is not amongst us, is not part of us. If he doesn't have haya, behaya people, immodest people, you know, and the ulama, they say that, you know, if someone is immodest, is behaya, then do whatever you want. We need to keep ourselves away from that as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we try to have a little cartoon, Kaniz Fatima comes on. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be watching Kaniz Fatima now, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima, arshi bachi, Kaniz Fatima, arshi bachi hai, arshi hai,
hold on a sec, Raika, what are you doing?
I'm just washing up.
Are you washing up or wasting water? Do you know that water is a great blessing of Allah Almighty? Don't waste water. On Judgment Day, we will be held to account of our blessings. It's stated in the Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, meaning, then on that day, you will most certainly be asked about blessings. Therefore, do not waste a great blessing like water. Raika, have a look who's at the door.
Hold on a sec, I'm just coming. Just a second.
Who is it?
It's me, Rameen.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Welcome, Sister Rameen. Please come inside.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. I can't see Kaniz Fatima. Where is she?
She's in the kitchen. Let me call her. Please have a seat.
Sister,
Rameen's sister is here.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal.
Where are you going holding this shopping bag in your hand?
No, nowhere. I wasn't going anywhere.
Well, what actually happened was our fridge stopped working and these things would go off without being in the fridge. So I came here to ask you if I can keep these things in your fridge for a few days.
Sure, why not?
But let me first ask my dad.
Of course, dear. You may do so. Helping out others is a great deed.
Yes, Rameen, you can use our fridge. I've asked my dad. Jazakallahu khaira.
These look like yummy things to eat.
These are all the things. Please keep them in your fridge. Our fridge will also be repaired in 1 or 2 days.
Yummy.
Right, I read the dua of going to sleep.
Allahumma bismika amudu wa ahya. Yay! That was yummy.
And what are you doing over here at this time of night?
Actually, I just went to get some water.
Oh, is it? So how did you get this chocolate on your face and your hands? Would you like to explain that? Look, Raika, do not lie. Lying is a very bad thing.
Oh.
Secondly, Rameen kept this chocolate as an interest with us. The summary of a hadith is that he is not from amongst us who is dishonest with believers.
Dishonesty in trust? What does that mean?
Someone keeping their belongings as an interest with us is entrustment. And using that entrustment without his permission is dishonesty in the entrustment.
Sister, I will never lie again or be dishonest in anyone's trust.
Now the chocolate you have eaten, you have to buy a new one and replace it. And when Rameen comes tomorrow, apologize to her as well.
Sure, inshallah. That's what I will do.
Okay, let's go to sleep now. Rameen, we wanted to apologize to you as well.
Apologize? What for?
Actually, what happened was that Raika ate some chocolate from it, but I did replace it by buying a new one.
Sister Rameen, please forgive me for the mistake that I have made.
No problem. My mom said that. Give one chocolate to Raika as well.
Jazakallahu khairan.
Kaniz Fatima. Arshi bachi. Kaniz Fatima.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, a very beautiful cartoon, no doubt, Alhamdulillah. It teaches our children, it teaches them manners, and it teaches them how to live a good, pious life. And Alhamdulillah Azawajal, MashaAllah Azawajal, we have a very important guest that has joined us today, MashaAllah, all the way from Birmingham, MashaAllah, Abdul Hannan bhai, MashaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Abdul Hannan bhai, how are you? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Hafsab, how are you?
Karam, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair, Abdul Hannan bhai, for giving us your precious time. MashaAllah, azawajal. Today we're talking about, you know, protecting our eyes. And I mentioned a few hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of the ways how we can protect our eyes. It'll be really nice to hear from yourself some of your points or experiences, you know, about people and, you know, what beautiful madani pearls that you can give us regarding this topic as well, please.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hafsab, you know, as time, as we are going more in life, in time, there is actually a more of a need of protection the eyes. If you look at the old times, there weren't much things which a person would get into towards sin, committing with the eyes. They probably have to leave their home. They were at least protected amongst their own homes, or they were protected in a lot of places. And we're in a time today, Afsad, that where basically a person can be in his own house, in his locked up in his own room, yet he fails to protect his eyes.
Allah.
Why? Because the technology we've got around us, because of the use of a mobile phone, the internet, and all this, and what's happening on social media, and, you know, people are so connected toward this now that you can, I won't say it's impossible to protect your eyes, but it's looking like that.
Like times we used to say that don't leave your home because, you know, you might have a chance of committing sins. Like you rightly mentioned, even it's happening in the homes, sit in a home and you're committing sins again.
You know, there was a time, even if you just go back about 15 odd years ago, you know, these sort of things weren't there. Like, if there was a television in the house, it would be in the sitting room. Now, you know, everyone's got televisions in their bedrooms. And on top of that, you've got the mobile phone where people are, you know, they can be in the most locked up place, but they will have their mobile phone with them. And through this mobile phone, through this type of technology, people are so easily committing sins with their eyes. And it's basically destroying our society.
You know, there was a time, Abdul Hannan, when we were growing up, when the mobile phone, you know, it came out roughly about 22, 23 years ago. Yeah. So when we were growing up and, you know, we had our first mobile phones, you know, to have the internet on the mobile phone wasn't even thought of. When the internet did come out, it was really expensive. Now you can get a SIM, you know, with about 5 or 10 gigabytes just for about £7-8.
So it's like even with that, you know, plus you've got Wi-Fi in the house, even if someone doesn't buy a plan like this, you know, it's like you can say it's become free to commit sins with the eyes now. Everyone's involved in committing sins with the eyes, but on Yawm al-Qiyamah, what will happen to us?
And you know, you mentioned about social media, Abdul Hannan, but, you know, you'll have, on one sense, yeah, you'll have a person going to the masjid or offering his salah. Now, he's, mashallah, got spirituality inside him by offering salah. And then immediately when he turns towards, you know, social media, ma'azallah, films and dramas and all these clips and all these videos on these social media websites, all that spirituality, you lose it instantly.
Hafsab, it's very dangerous. You know, a person can be crying in the fear of Allah one moment, but as soon as his eyes fall towards lust, it's gone. There's, you know, a few minutes ago, that same person was crying in the fear of Allah, and then a few minutes later, you know, his eyes are indulged in sin. This is the time we are living in, and we really need to focus upon this. And
Masha'Allah, Amir al-Sunnah has given us the Nek A'mal booklet. And seriously, I would request the viewers of Madani Channel as well, that it's time that, you know, we, alhamdulillah, as well, start to act upon that as well. Jazakallah khair, Abdul Hannan bhai, for your very precious time. Allah Ta'ala reward you. Jazakallahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That was Abdul Hannan by MashaAllah Azawajal Muballigh Da'wat Islami. And we've got a very small promotion, inshallah. Let's watch this promotion and we'll come back to the end of our program, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's Da'wat Islami. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world. It's Da'wat Islami. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at all this beautiful greenery around me.
Fragrance of the love of the Prophet. It's all over the world. It's spreading the fragrance of the love.
The beautiful green leaves die and turn into this. One day, we will also pass away. After our death, our sadqat will help us. Da'wat-e-Islami is an international, non-political organization operating all over the world in more than 100 departments. These departments require millions of rupees to operate. Contribute in the path of Allah Almighty by giving your zakat and sadqat to Da'wat-e-Islami.
Da'wat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363456 0. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450. BIC LOYD GB21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wherever you are, fear Allah azza wa jal and always think that Allah ta'ala is watching you. No doubt He is watching us. Inshallah, as we'll keep ourselves away from committing sins. And the importance of keeping your eyes lowered and protecting your eyes from committing haram. I make the intention, inshallah, azawajal. Let's all make this intention that from today, inshallah, we will protect our eyes even more because we live in a very, very, you know, evil society. There's so much evil and sin around us. May Allah ta'ala protect everyone's iman as well, inshallah. Jazakallah khairah for watching our program today. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night